You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's 9/1/21. Well, that means it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review. Well, Mickey, good to have you back on. And as always, you can find Mickey at mercenarygeologist.com. So, Mickey, interesting month this month. Nothing too cataclysmic, huh?
Except more record highs for the stock market. The Dow hit 35,361. It had its record high in mid-August, but that's still up 1.2% on the month. S&P 500, all-time high last Thursday, closed at 45,23, up 3% on the month. NASDAQ up 4.7% to 15,360. It likewise had its all-time high on the 30th of August. And the laggards remain the Russell 2000 and the Dow Transports. And they basically have been flat for anywhere from 3 to 6 months. Russell 2000 closed at 22.73, up 2%. But, Kerry, this is concerning because small business is really what runs the U.S. economy, and the Dow Transports are always a leading economic indicator. I think what we know from this past month that the Federal Reserve controls this stock market bubble.
And the big stocks are the major recipient of it, right?
Yep. And meanwhile, the markets are ignoring Afghanistan, inner city crime and violence, unemployment. Lack of privacy does not seem to concern the average American.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. So, well, we're not going to solve it today. Maybe on the next show we will, Mickey. So getting on with the next, the VIX is settling down nicely, huh?
Yeah, it spent most of the month in the mid-teens. It had a spike when there was a big market correction across the board, money markets, metals, and what was that? Maybe the second week of August. It popped briefly, but it closed at 16.5 on the month.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, it's below 20, and it's been that way for a number of months now after the volatility earlier in the year. So interesting to see. And we go to our other markets now.
Yeah, Toronto Stock Exchange hit an all-time high last week. I'm not sure what day. I think early last week closed at 25.83, up 1.5% on the month. Toronto Venture Exchange has continued to make lower lows and lower highs since mid-February. It is caught up in the summer doldrums, which should be over on Monday after Labor Day. So come back to markets on Tuesday. But it closed at 8.97, down 3%. It is down something on the order of 20% since its all-time high of 10, or not all-time high, recent high, I should say, of 10.99 in early February. Emerging market index is flat on the year, but it did close up this month at 13.09, up 2.5%.
All right. Well, interesting. And now we go over to our money measures. And a little bit of activity, not a whole heck of a lot.
The dollar was pretty volatile over the month, spiked to 93.5, and then it dropped right back down, closed the month up 0.5% at 92.66. Euro, of course, was down 0.5% to 118. 10-year treasury bonds continue with low interest. I think that varied from about 1.19 to 1.34 over the month, closed with a rate of 1.3% for a 4% gain. And the Bitcoin manipulation continues. Closed the month at 46,957, up 13.5%. The definition of volatility is Bitcoin. That should go into Webster's dictionary, don't you think?
A picture of Bitcoin next to the definition. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, looking at the dollar, the stability over the past few months, you know, they want the dollar going up like JFK wanted another parade, you know?
True.
So anyways, on to our metals.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Torque Resources is an exploration company establishing a portfolio of premier copper gold early stage projects in Chile. Torque's management and technical teams have a strong track record of raising capital, discovery, and monetization of exploration successes. The company's Margarita Copper Gold project is located within the prolific coastal Cordillera Belt in Chile, which hosts some of the world's largest and most profitable copper mines. The Margarita project possesses excellent discovery potential for a major copper discovery due to the strength of the alteration system, large-scale magnetic targets, and the presence of copper oxide mineralization. Drilling is anticipated to begin in Q3 of this year. Torque trades in Canada under TORQ and on the OTC under TRBMF. To learn more, go to TorqueResources.com. That's TorqueResources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Was not a particularly good month for the metals. Most were off. Gold was at plus or minus $1,800. Most of the month, we had a flash crash on August 9th, a just beautifully constructed market manipulation on Sunday evening. Drove the price of gold down to $1,740 in a spike down and a spike back up. But other than that, which was speculators playing with the market on Sunday evening on a holiday in Japan and Singapore, with only New York Globex thinly traded paper gold market open. What a beautiful manipulation by shorts. And as soon as they knocked it down, they came in and bought it back up. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was just, I mean, a lot of people, gold bugs are bemoaning the fact that the market's manipulated. But my point would be, if you speculate in paper futures or options markets, then you're playing big boy football and you will get burned. Meanwhile, the other metal, silver, was continues behaving badly. 3 months in a row, closed below $24 at $23.90. That's a loss of 6%. It's lost something on the order of 16% over the last 3 months. The platinum group metals also had bad months. Platinum down 3.5% to 1,008. Palladium down 7.5% to 2406. And going on to copper, extremely volatile over the month, with a high in the early part of the month at 438, a low of 404 during the market sell-off in mid-month, and it closed at 429, down 2.7%. That's still quite a good copper price.
Yeah, we've been staying over $4 a pound for close to 6 months now, 7 months, right?
Yeah, and I want to remind you that according to Pablum Powell, inflation is transitory.
Yeah, like the best things in life. So, hey, now onto our energy market.
Well, speaking of volatility, the oils were quite volatile on the month. WTI had a high in the early part of the month of well over $73 a barrel, went below 63 barrels during the commodity sell-off a couple of weeks ago, rebounded, now trading at 68.50, but that's still minus 7% on the month. Brent had a similar chart. It closed at 72.88, down 4% on the month. Henry Hub spiked in late August. Part of that had to do with the recent hurricane, but also a very hot late summer in the southern and eastern parts of the United States. This hurricane is going to prove problematic. Hurricane Ida, which slammed Louisiana and the Gulf Coast of Mississippi this week. Petrochemical and oil refineries have been shut down, and that will be problematic going forward. Henry Hub closed at 438, up almost 8% on the month. And uranium had quite a good month, up almost 7%. It has now been up 4 months in a row from a low of 29.05, now trading at 34.63. And that's speculation based on passage of an infrastructure bill, which surprisingly, the Democratic bill is pro-nuclear energy, and the speculators are drooling over the spot price once again.
Well, you'll be able
We've
to get
seen that play out many times.
Yeah. Well, you know, under that bill, you'll be able to get electricity, nuclear power, but you probably won't be able to buy a steak if they have their way, right?
Well, that's probably true, but in the meantime, with all the promotion of man-caused climate change, India is massively ramping up its thermal coal production, and because of Chinese and Indian increased demand, we are looking over the month at record high prices for thermal and metallurgical coal.
Imagine that. So finally, we get to our ratios.
We'll just read the numbers this month. There's not a lot of things to say. Everything is within recent paradigms, let's say. Gold-silver ratio was up to almost 76 based on silver's weakness. Platinum to gold, 0.56. Platinum to palladium, 0.42. The latter two ratios remain quite anomalous. And going on to energy, Brent to WTI was up a bit to 1.06. That's within normal ranges. WTI to Henry Hub dropped with the Henry Hub increase to 15.6. And gold to WTI is in the mid-20s, which has been now for the last 3 months at 26.5.
All right. Well, that's it for this month, for August. Hard to believe it's over and we're already in September. Remember, September and October, historically very volatile months. Crashes are certainly not unheard of. Most of them occur during these months. So let's see what we're in for the coming month. In the meantime, go over to Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com, and make sure you check his Twitter feed at mercenarygeo. We're financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and Twitter feed is at Kerry Lutz. Mickey, that's it for this month, and we'll see what's ahead.
We will indeed, Kerry. Talk to you at the 1st of October.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.